And I don't know if it's a good sign or a bad sign. I'm already smacking my lips in anticipation of that bone-dry martini. Better watch it as I stagger to the Biscayne. No, I don't drink and drive. Now, my daddy, that's a different story. He'd measure distance in beers. Now, I never got used to that. I'd ask him, Dad, how far is Earl's house from here? He'd go, that's about a two-beer ride. And I'd say, two-beer ride? He'd say, yeah, well, it takes me time to take me to reach two beers. I'm at Earl's house. And I'd say, somehow I get the feeling measuring distance in the amount of beer you drink. He said, but you know how long that takes? I said, well, when you tell me that, I know it, but still and all. He'd say, well, you know, it's a three-beer ride to the beach. Yeah, that's how he measured everything. It's a wonder he never got stuck for DWI. Just amazing. I said, Daddy, you should be drinking. When he traveled, he'd have a cooler right there, and he'd just be popping the beers. He'd say, son, I'm a better driver for it. I mean, first of all, that first beer steals my nerves. The second beer relaxes me a little bit. By the time I get to the third one, I'm pretty calm and docile. So when people are cutting me off and flipping me the finger, I don't want to fight them. By the fourth beer, I know I got to be a safe driver because if the policeman stops me, I can't say the alphabet backwards. By the fifth beer, I'm a little nervous, but I better be where I'm going because I have to go to the bathroom real bad. If I get to the sixth beer, well, hell. Yeah, I'll put the toe tag on and wait for an ambulance. That's how he was. That's how he did. And he paid. Never had a problem. I remember that one trip we took to West Virginia. He's drinking a beer and I'm sitting there looking around, just going. I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I said, bad, I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, as Daddy and I drove through West Virginia, we came upon this plant. The reason we was there was this man, the foreman of this big old plant, wanted Daddy to work there on a loading dock. We get out of the truck and we go walking on in there to find the boss. When suddenly there's this terrific explosion. Boom! One of the propane tanks that one of the men was working a torch with just blew up. And when the smoke cleared, there was the guy that was using the torch lying there with his head blown off. Well, his best buddy was running around him going, oh my God, Jasper, I need to find your head. Jasper, I need to find your head. And I went running over. I'm kind of trained. I said, sir, your friend Jasper there is dead. Finding his head ain't going to help him. He said, well, I ain't out to help him. Out to help me. He was wearing my hat, for crying out loud.
The bossest jock you've ever seen.
He's a troublemaker is what he is.
He's building up a head of steam. And chasing a maggot is what he'll do. Cracking skull with a wood shampoo. And once a week it's off to the shrink.
Lie down on the couch, Nino.
And yet they'll ask him why he'll drink.
The country of France is trying to pass a law that says you can't use English words in their language. Because they feel that too many foreign words are creeping into their language. So they have a bill introduced that would say you can't use foreign words in public announcements, work contracts, advertising, on the radio, on TV, except in foreign language programs. Can you believe that? They say it could lead to a fine or possibly prison. That's nice. That's just good. No speaking English over there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess we're not going to get that Paris affiliate anytime soon. Well, it just galls me. I wouldn't want it. If it weren't for the English-speaking people of the world, World War I, World War II, they'd all be speaking German over there. There'd be no France at all. Oh, France would be there, but they'd be goose-stepping while they're reading. They'd have sauerkraut stuffed croissant. Makes me want to eat my guts. But that's all right. Don't get me started ranting. I'm getting close to the bone dry. Take a few sips of that and I'll forget about it. Yeah, no, I will. Well, I'll take a sip right now.
Nope.
The French people are making me drink.
Nope.
All right, we'll wait till the end. Here's a report in a recent issue of Audubon magazine. There's a town in a border town in Mexico. This woman says dogs no longer have a flea problem there. They grab the dogs, stick them in a canal, and the fleas are gone. There's a canal in there that they stick them in there. All their fleas drop off. But then eventually all the hair drops off, too. Can you believe that? It must be some sort of, like... It's just some kind of waste, right? It's a runoff from a nuclear plant or something. These people are bathing their dogs in there to get rid of the fleas. Then the hair falls off. I ought to do that for you, Blue. That's what I ought to do. I got to get you. I'm going to take you down to Mexico and bathe you in this nuclear reactor pit these people are using. Did you like that, huh? You like a little plutonium-207 on your skin? Yeah, I'd clean you. Bet you wouldn't be licking your Bombays. I'd dip them in red-hot plutonium, that would you? Might even dissolve the doorknobs. Yeah, man, I'll get rid of those fleas once and for all. I won't have to take you down there and get you dipped. Just think about it. Might be a new look for you. Maybe I wouldn't have to buy you one. Maybe you'd be so good-looking you could get your own chihuahua. Can you do that? Chihuahua. Don't ask. Are you asking me or telling me you want a chihuahua? Yeah, you'd be looking so sweet. No, it's chihuahua. No, chihuahua. Don't get all worked up. You never say it. Settle down, Blue. Settle down. There you go. You almost have it. No, you don't have it. If a minute you have it, then a minute you don't have it. I tell you what, you drive me nuts, 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 nuts. You're my dog, Blue. He licks his nasty doodad. My dog, Blue. Dead squirrels and birds he'll chew. My dog, Blue. Drinks antifreeze like gravy. My dog, Blue. He looks real mangy, too. Well, there's 18,257 doggies in the city. But mine's so naughty, drinking from the toity, you just gotta believe me. Got a brown and black coat, leaves ploppers on my boat, and it really gets stinking. As much as he eats, buddy, when he excretes, I'm worried about sinking. He was just a pup when I picked him up at the animal shelter. Hunching poodles at the pound, you should have heard the sound. It was helter-skelter. I wish they'd spayed him before I paid him. He's a doggy Casanova. But I really start fretting when that thing gets red and he's nailing Rover. It's my dog, Blue. He licks his nasty doodad. My dog, Blue. Dead squirrels and birds he'll chew. My dog, Blue. Drinks antifreeze like gravy. My dog, Blue. He looks real mangy, too. You be a good dog. Curl up by the fire. And just keep old Big Red under control.
Nino!
Yeah, moving to the high rate of speed. Nino, grease my daddy! I gotta take a break, so I have time for Mega Shrieking upon my return. So don't touch that dial. Feel free to dial me up, though, at 1-866-724-9338. Stand by. There's more of the Greaseman Show.